Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Amazon delves deeper into delivery. In fact, it says it's going to build out its own services to handle the insane number of orders that UPS, FedEx, and the Postal Service cannot. The details, but first, these tech headlines. Apple and Samsung settle a years-long dispute, the one that focused on whether Samsung's phone design violated Apple's patents. The companies declined to comment on the terms of the out-of-court settlement. The documents filed in a California federal court say the companies agreed to end litigation with prejudice, meaning another complaint can't be filed on the same claims. Ford is ready to work with Baidu on an AI platform. Under a partnership with a Chinese internet search provider, the companies will work together on in-vehicle infotainment systems and digital services, ones that would incorporate Baidu's conversational AI platform. Google attempts to put a handle on its workplace debate. It has new internal rules aimed to limit offensive language and personal attacks against fellow employees. According to a copy of the guidelines reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, Google now bans trolling on internet message boards and ad hominem attacks against coworkers. For Google, which has always prized its culture of open debate, the rules present fresh challenges about how to police employee speech. Coming up, Amazon takes an even deeper dive into package delivery. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by Intel. Not that you would push your computer to new limits, but you could with the 8th Gen Intel Core processor with Intel Optane Memory. And when I say push, I'm not just talking about opening Photoshop. I'm talking about opening Photoshop and Illustrator and every application on your computer at the same time, just for fun. New computers powered by the 8th Gen Intel Core processor with Intel Optane Memory are now faster and more responsive, which means you can open, load, and launch like never before. Learn more at intel.com/you could.
Amazon edges its way yet again into UPS and FedEx's turf, and it's unveiling a program for entrepreneurs to use Amazon Prime vans to prove it. Joining us from Seattle, actually, that's where Amazon headquarters is. That's where Laura Stevens is on the road, and she is calling in right now. Hey, Laura, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So Amazon wants to build its own delivery network across the country. First, let's talk about why. Now, they say it's because they have to. Packages are, I understand, completely out of hand, and there just needs to be more.
Right. Amazon's growing at a really rapid pace. Over the past 5 years, its U.S. domestic package volume has more than doubled, according to analyst estimates, to more than 1.2 billion packages. So that's a lot of packages. Amazon says that UPS and FedEx and the U.S. Postal Service, which are their main delivery partners here, are not big enough to handle all of their growth, and they're having to build their own network as a result. But there's also the factor that, you know, we've heard from a lot of our different sources that they are trying to also kind of build this competing rival network that at some point may actually kind of tread on the turf of UPS and FedEx early right now, but that could happen at some point.
Okay, so what it's doing now to start this ball rolling, it's inviting entrepreneurs basically to form these small delivery companies, and these companies would deliver the packages the last mile. That's the building block of this delivery network it wants to expand into, correct?
Definitely. So they're getting entrepreneurs to hopefully sign up. They're saying it should be startup costs of as little as $10,000. You can lease between about 20 and 40 vans and employ up to 100 people. They'll also have some negotiated discounts in there for uniforms, for fuel, and for insurance. So those are that's kind of the package that they're pitching, and they're hoping a lot of people end up signing up for that.
You know, you referenced this as the all-important leg of the delivery. Why is that?
It's actually the most expensive part of a delivery. So if you're flying a lot of packages in a plane across across the country, you're trucking them in a truck. That tends to be a lot less cost intensive just because you have all that volume, all those packages in one space, and then you're kind of taking them all to the same destination. But the further out you get with the fewer packages going to fewer destinations, that's the more expensive it gets. So even rural deliveries and, you know, in the middle of the country are some of the most expensive deliveries, getting it from like a post office to a house that's maybe 20 miles away or something like that. So that's a very important part of the logistics puzzle, something that people have been trying to solve for decades, and it's something that Amazon thinks it may have figured out an answer for.
Mm-hmm. So there's obviously been a lot to think about, and there still is. I understand there's something separate from this as well. It's planning a delivery service for businesses called Shipping with Amazon.
Right. We reported on that a few months ago. Basically, they're trying to start offer some pickups, starting with their third-party sellers, the people who sell merchandise on their website. They'll be picking up those packages and making deliveries for them. So it's starting to replicate a little bit of what UPS and FedEx do, but at a very tiny scale at this point.
Even for a powerhouse like Amazon, I always think of Amazon as a company that's just doing everything and can at this point. But even for this kind of project, to build out infrastructure, there's no lack of obstacles, I'm sure.
Right. When you think about it, UPS and FedEx each have hundreds of planes. They have thousands of trucks. They have thousands of warehouses where they're able to sort the packages and get them off to their destinations. That kind of infrastructure is still pretty far out of Amazon's reach. Analysts project that it would take millions and millions of dollars for them to replicate that kind of network, probably billions, actually. And so that's why it would be difficult to build something like that. Experts I've talked to have actually said that, you know, it's probably not something that Amazon wants to replicate exactly a UPS or FedEx like network, but they can take a lot of those less cost intensive deliveries, which tend to be in big cities and metropolitan areas, make them themselves, save on costs, and then potentially pick up some added revenue if they start delivering for other customers.
All right, we'll see where this goes. Laura Stevens, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For more on the story, head to WSJ.com. That ends the Tech News Briefing for now. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.